This is the day which the Lord hath made. Be glad and rejoice therein. Let's be happy. Let us, the people of God, make a joyful noise unto the Lord and to all mankind, to those we love and those we don't. Perhaps we should resolve, even now, to love our enemies, as difficult as that may be, and those we do not like, and those we have ostracized and shunned. The psalmist tells us that our Lord has prepared for us a table. Let us feast physically and spiritually on the things of the Lord. Let us fill our cups to the running over, and let us drink of the goodness and mercy of the Lord today, for there is no better way to start the new year than at His table. Is there? So often we worry way too much. We live under tension and pressure. We imagine and fear rather than experience and love. We really do not get all that God has for us here and now. But today is a day to feast, not fast, to experience the marvelous gifting of the Christ of glory, for to love Him is to know that all things will be added unto you. There's nothing better than that. Get all of that love you possibly can. Add those Christ-like things to your spiritual balance sheet, my fellow Christians. Make this day special before the Lord, and take every good, perfect gift the Son of the living God has for you today, every one of them. Never stop, whether with words or in the constant state of fellowship with Almighty God, never stop praying. Pray without ceasing. That cannot be thought of abandoning reality or the responsibilities of this world. It just simply cannot. It is merely a latching on to a spiritual companion, holding hands, not letting go, no matter the cares of this world. That would be your Lord, I hope. Dialogue and conversation. Constant dialogue and conversation with one all-wise. In fact, seeking the wisdom from Him and praying for it from Him and praying for all things from Him. For all people and for all nations, and especially praying for our great country, that it might be restored and that it might experience yet another potent revival. How we need that, don't we? Praying as we should that the power of the gospel will sweep the country and the world, for the darkness of today can be good, for it allows the light, the bright light of the gospel, to shine brighter. So let us be part of that light, my fellow Christians. Really light up this world. Perhaps we pray for the intervention of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God itself, to wash the world with redemption, to cure and to heal, to break down the walls of hardened hearts, to cause us to humble ourselves, to seek truth, and to turn from wicked ways, and to seek the constant fellowship of prayer and spiritual dialogue, so critical, so necessary for the new year. Pray, my fellow Christians, pray without ceasing. And now abides faith, hope, and love. There is nothing better than faith, saving faith, except one thing, and that is love, for love is the greatest, says the Apostle Paul. And there is really nothing better than hope for better things to come, hope for a world changed, for the elimination of hate, hope for healing, for health, for productivity, for challenge and growth, except one thing, and that's love. Love is the greatest. All else, the Apostle Paul tells us, will pass away, gone for good and forever. All else, everything, gone except one, and that's love. Love, real love, never fails. It is here and now and for eternity. It is what God is. God is love, now and forevermore. And God and all He is eternal. It's open wide to the love of God. So, my fellow Christians, open wide to the love of God, as wide as you can, for there is nothing better in this life, nothing, nothing. Do that this great year 2019. Love God with all your heart and your soul and your mind and your strength, and your neighbor as yourself, and never, never, ever, ever forget to love yourself as God loves you. And as you rejoice and celebrate and be glad, and as you pray, meditate, and fellowship with the Almighty, and as you experience the divine love, what an unbelievable start to the new year. Embrace these three great things: faith, hope, and love. And so many other gifts from God every day of the great year 2019. God bless you, my fellow Americans, and grant you health and happiness in the new year.